As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Now, as far as the answer to the riddle, which is, hey, how come Leon Rose gave Tom Thibodeau an extension to then turn around and fire him, especially if he had been on the hot seat multiple times, according to Ian Begley, I think the answer is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when Leon Rose hired Tom Thibodeau, it was always going to be awkward because Tom was represented by Leon Rose. Like, I have an agent. If my agent became the program director or the boss here or somewhere else, yeah, and I went there, there would be that awkwardness of, well, Ev, you know, I may have to fire you at some point if you're not successful.
Right. Even if I really like you.
Even if I like you. And so what I assume is when Leon hired Tom, he said, look, this is a business where you're likely going to get fired. Because that's just the way it is, especially in coaching more so than anywhere else. Like, mm-hmm, you're hired to be fired. You said it earlier, Tiki. How many coaches just get to go out on their own? I mean, look at our own town. Joe Torre as a manager, Tom Coughlin as a head coach, did not go out on their own.
Right.
They're two of the most successful guys.
Told you were done.
Yes.
Multiple champions. So, championships. Told you're done. So and not in classy ceremonial ways.
They tried, but
kind of like, we think you're done, even though we know that you want to keep coaching.
Right, and that's the ultimate problem.
Right.
Like, the Yankees and the Giants came to a point, we could argue if they were right or wrong, that, hey, we got to move on. Eventually, you have to move on.
No,
and
I think they probably were both right, just to opine on it real quickly. I just think the who came next wasn't.
Yeah, well, in the Yankees' case, it sort of worked.
Right,
because,
right, right,
you know, they went out and won the World Series
a couple years later. For the Giants.
No, I get you. I do agree that both were right at the time. So I think when Leon hires Tom, he knows, and they both know, and it's an understanding of, hey, I'm going to have to fire you, and you can never take it personal.
Right.
And so what Ian Begley reported yesterday is that there were multiple times where they were close to firing Tom Thibodeau, including that example after that Nets game where Cam Thomas went nuts. So my assumption would be last summer, I think it was last summer, when Leon gave him the extension, Leon knew he was taking care of his guy. Because one admirable thing about James Dolan is he doesn't care about money. He is going to pay. And so Leon probably knew, you know what? I'm going to get you that extension. If we fire you, you're taken care of.
Right.
You're going to get $30 mil guaranteed. And I know that this owner is going to let me fire you because he probably wants me to fire you 2 years ago. And so I think the answer
Nor does he really care about the $30 million. I mean, he does care, but it's not like it's putting a dent in his pocket.
It's coming from him. It's not going to stop them from hiring whoever they want to be the next head coach. Like, I don't think there's going to be a discussion where James says, you know what, we can't go this way because it's too much money. I'm already paying Tom Thibodeau $30 million a year. So I think the answer to the riddle on, well, why did Leon Rose give him an extension and then fire him less than a year later? I heard Big Mac ask that question 500 times yesterday. And I think the answer is he took care of his guy.
Yeah.
Is that a fair answer?
Well, I mean, if you like the guy, you have a good relationship with him. He helped bring culture and success to the organization that hadn't had it for decades, it feels like. And then you know that this might be the end. Give him the golden parachute.
Yeah.
We have to let you go, but you're going to be all right.
And James Dolan, back to him, has to approve the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dolan knew, there's a really good chance I'm going to give this guy the extension, and then I'm going to have to just pay him off for nothing because we're going to fire him within a year.
Right.
And as long as the owner is okay doing that, then I think that's what happened. So for anyone looking so closely into the idea that he was just given an extension, what's that about? I honestly think that's what it's about. Leon Rose comes from a different place. He represented a lot of these guys that's now working for him. That's why we also have to play that other riddle, which is when they're looking for a new head coach, who represents the head coach? Is there a CAA connection? And we mentioned earlier, there is with Johnny Bryant. There is with Taylor Jenkins. There are with a couple of these guys. There is with Joe Mazzulla. Maybe they could steal him from Boston. By the way, that would be my favorite thing. I love Joe Mazzulla. For a myriad of reasons.
I don't think there's any way that it happens.
Of course not.
But Boston could be in a little transition period.
Oh, that's true. You know what?
Because of the Tatum stuff.
They're transitioning.
Right. And the Jaylen Brown, who knows what they're going to do. Which one are you keeping? You're going to keep paying them both, whatever they're both making, $60 million a year? Or are you going to just kind of readjust a little bit here?
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sorry, Joe.
Would you give
up? We got to move on from you.
Yeah, would you give up a couple of future?
You got us a championship.
Yeah.
Good.
Would you give up a couple of future first that you can finally sell off in like 2033 for Joe Mazzulla, Tommy?
I know this might sound blasphemous. I'm not a big Joe Mazzulla fan.
Oh, come on.
I'm not. I understand he is
he
your...
He would be amazing in New York.
Because of the content. He's like Jameis Winston to Evan, and he says stuff after the games that are funny, weird, whatever.
And he's also a very good coach.
He is a very good coach, but he's just not one of my favorites as far as coaching. I've always kind of been hard on him. I know that he won a title. I understand that, but I'm not the biggest Joe Mazzulla fan. By the way... Eric Spoelstra?
Yeah, what about him?
He's a CAA client.
No, I know. I know. That's your one kind of kernel of connection. By the way, the Knicks should call up about any head coach, even if they're employed, just to see if there's a chance. The problem is you're going to get hung up.
But I don't. You know what, Patrick Riley? You're how old now? You're in your 80s. Why do you still hold resentment and hatred in your heart towards this franchise? I don't understand
that.
What are
you talking about? I've been very fair the last 2 days. This has nothing to do with resentment.
What I said was, because that's the big thing that Riley...
Oh, you're not talking to me. You're talking to Pat Riley.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'm talking to Pat. I know you can hear me right now. that Pat Riley would stop this. Why?
I thought the same thing, Evan. I thought he was calling you Pat Riley.
Yeah, me too.
No.
I was so confused.
Because the biggest thing, because I want to dream the impossible.
Is he really 80?
He's got to be at least in his 80s at this point, Teague. I know he doesn't look it. He's in like great shape for being a little. Yeah, 80. Wow. Turned 80 this year. Great shape.
I think the answer to your question is that, and you should kind of put the mirror back on yourself. You have been open and honest about your dislike for the Yankees, right?
Huh.
Do you think when you're 80, you're just going to be calm about it?
No.
Say, I don't hate the Yankees
anymore.
No,
they'll never be peace. Well, but I would like to think that...
I think in Pat's case, there's never going to be peace. And also, I think the other thing is, I think Spoelstra is probably going to coach that franchise for the rest of his career. It's South Beach. It's Florida.
Yeah.
They've built something, even if there hasn't been great success recently. Like, I just think he reminds me of Pop in that I don't think he's going anywhere. I really don't. That's a long-term prediction for you. In fact, you know where I think he's going to go? I'll further this. I think he's going to go upstairs soon.
When Pat retires, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to say, you know what? I've done it all as a coach, which he kind of has.
Right.
And he's going to say it's probably less stressful to do what Pat did, even though there was stress involved. So I think Spoelstra's Miami Heat for life. I understand you bringing him up. I'm not mad at you anymore for bringing him up.
Right.
I was only mad that you thought it was realistic.
And then they just hire the assistant.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily... When we were in high school, you didn't ask out a girl to a prom. That
I just told you should ask him
no,
out.
No, but then you ask him out, and if she says no, then you go down the line.
I know, and that's what's going to happen. But I think within the next 5 years, he moves upstairs. They have an assistant, Chris Quinn, who may actually be involved in this job, who's a hotly contested assistant, rising, like Dave Bliss in Oklahoma City. You got a few of those guys.
Did you ever get a no asking someone to prom?
I never got a no, but I actually had a girl come up to me and she said, "Why didn't you ask me?" I go, "Well, why didn't you ask me?"
Well, it's in the Sadie Hawkins.
Now I know this. I forgot.
What did she say?
I forgot the app where the girl reaches out to the guy now, the dating app, although I think they've changed that recently. But I was like, bro, why didn't you just ask me?
You called her bro?
Why would you?
Well, we were friends. Right. We were friends, but right. I assumed there would be benefits if we went to prom, which I would have liked to have cashed in on.
And I just don't understand why you would ask somebody if you didn't know that they were going to say yes.
No, well, yeah, because what could they say? No. Oh, well. Only you and her know that you asked her unless she's a gossiper.
But doesn't that happen? Can you believe Tommy asked me?
Yeah, and then
oh my God.
But you know what, though, Teague? If you shoot your shot, you go maybe a little above your league, perhaps one of her friends goes, man, that guy has confidence, and she looks at you differently. Huh. It's like networking almost to try to, you know... Get into situations.
I had a girlfriend all through high school.
Yeah, you don't even know what that experience is like.
I had no idea. Just this assumption. Like, we're going to prom, right?
I agree with your logic, Tommy. You should absolutely ask her out. In this case, Eric Spoelstra. I'm just telling you, it's not going to happen. That's all.
I actually had multiple friends that came up to me and said, why didn't you ask me? Why didn't you ask me then? Ladies, if you're listening out there, you could ask a guy to prom. It's 2025.
I think nowadays it's probably different.
It probably is more common.
When you were in your prom, what, 02, 03, kind of in that range?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 02,
03. It was just a different time.
Yeah.
Let's go to Adam in Westchester. Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's well, man.
So two comments about the Tibbs thing, and one, I think this maybe simplifies it a little bit too much, but I think this really kind of explains what side you fall on is, who do you think is more responsible for the last 5 years of their turnaround, Tibbs or Rose? If you think the answer is Tibbs, then you probably disagree. I think it's Rose, and so I think he kind of deserves the benefit of the doubt on a lot of these decisions because his instincts have been like 95% spot on the last 5 years.
It's a great question, by the way. Right. I think the answer is Leon Rose because this is a talent league. And while you've made the point, and I do agree with it, that Tom Thibodeau has gotten the most out of certain players, like Jalen Brunson, like Josh Hart, the talent still needs to be acquired. And the Knicks are an incredibly talented team. They may not have a perfect roster. It may not mix perfectly, but the talent level that's been brought in courtesy of Leon Rose, it's Leon Rose.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because what you're asking, because it's truly apples and oranges, is who did their job better. And I think Leon Rose did his job better. Not that Tom Thibodeau didn't do a great job changing the culture in that locker room and, you know, bringing those really kind of all over the place pieces together, even though the Villanova connection helps out a little bit, but the just disparate styles trying to merge together. I think Thibodeau had a harder job than Leon Rose.
Well, you know what I would say? If you go back to the beginning of this, 2021, where the Knicks made the postseason as a four seed, the answer to that question is Tom Thibodeau, not Leon Rose, because look at that roster.
Right.
Elfrid Payton and Julius Randle being the best player and Derrick Rose turning into the best player come postseason time. Like, if you just look at that roster, then I would say, boy, Tom Thibodeau, that's the answer. But I think after that, it's Leon.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he made Julius Randle all-star. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
look at Jalen Brunson's career take off. Now, maybe that's just because Jalen Brunson needed the opportunity, but that was Leon Rose giving him the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So it's like, who gets the credit for the successes that happened? It's a combination, but I do think that Leon ultimately did his job better than Tibbs did.